各位菩萨早安，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everybody. 阿弥陀佛。
哦，很快哦，我们上个月是也是月底讲哈，然后七月呢也是月底讲，所以很快又过了一个月哈。上个月有来的呢，请举手。哦，好好，谢谢。好，请放下哈。
Time go by really fast because our last talk, it was on the end of June. So now this talk is already on end of July. So, let me ask you, who was here and for the next lecture last time?
好好请好请放一下谢谢好。那上个礼拜有来的齁回去有没有练习用话头。
So last time when you here listen to the lecture, when you go back, did you ever practice 话头？
哦，用默照都可以哦。好，嗯，我们这几天都下雨，对不对？哦，今天呢，好不容易天气很好，好，所以呢，今天呢，我们继续呢，来进行大慧普觉禅师语录。
So for the past few days, it was raining. Today, we have very good weather. It was nice and sunny. So today, we're going to continue the record of the Chan Master 大慧普觉。
好，我们上次有提到呢，我们这一次讲的语录呢，是从这个大正藏里面呢截录的哈。然后呢，我们先讲它的第23卷里面的中圣七个样。
So last time we talked about, this particular, subject we're going to talk about, it's actually from Tripitaka in the 23rd, collection. So, today we're going to talk about particularly the seven standards for Chan practice.
好，这中圣七个样呢，就是大慧中高禅师呢，就是对这个妙明居士呢，开示的七段话。然后这七段话里面呢，说明了非常重要的，来自于留到现在都非常重要的一个参禅的七项很重要的须知的事情。
So the seven standard for Chan practice contain the Dharma words in seven paragraphs that 大慧宗稿 to layman 妙明。These seven standards and actually up to today is still very important.
那我们再复习一次哦，我们上次讲的第一个样子，好，道由心悟，不再言传。好，第二个样子呢，自家保障，何假外求。第三个样子呢，常存生死心。第四个样子呢，离文字语言分别相。
So we're gonna recap, and this is seven standards.The first standard, the way is awakened through the mind. It does not exist in words. The second, why seek your own treasure from without? The third, always keep birth and death in mind. The fourth, several words, language, and discrimination.
好，第五个样子呢，但向生死交加处看话头。第六个样子呢，道无不在，处处皆真。第七个样子呢，省力处便是得力处。
The fifth, watch or investigate 话头 in the entanglement of birth and death. The sixth, there is no place that is not the way. It is real everywhere. The seventh, where you save power is precisely where you gain power.
我们上个月呢，第一个样子呢还没讲完，好，第一个样子道由心悟不再言传呢，好，那到底道是什么呢？好，我们上次有讲到哦，在语录里面指的道呢就是话头参禅，那如果依我们整个大圣的菩提道呢，它是呢不出六度与四舍。
So last time we did not finish the first standard. So what is Tao? What is the way? The way is awakened through the mind. So in the Mahayana, we talk about this Tao is investigating Hua Tou. And so what is Tao? And is the practice of the six paramitas and the four practice of winning people over.
好，所以我们上次有大概简单的讲解六度是什么，四摄是什么。那总括来说呢，六度呢，它是自利利他的修行法门，所以呢，也是成佛的这个要目。四摄呢，它最主要是在利他的修持，好，所以是利济众生的方便。
So the Bodhi path can be summarized in the practice of the six paramita and the four practice of winning people over. Practice gradually to complete all Bodhisattva stages and perfect all Buddha's virtue and merit. And what are the six paramita? The six paramitas are the chief principle in achieving Bodhi path. And the four practice of winning people over are the expedient means of benefiting sentient beings.
好，那我们从发菩提心，然后呢，一直到成佛的这个阶段呢，我们要修非常多的法门。好，所以上次有提到法门无量誓愿学，所以你不只是只修单一个法门，你要很多都要修。所以那怎么修呢？你要修的东西呢，修行的项目呢，不出六度跟四摄。那修的这些修行的功德呢，它渐渐的就会产生无量功德，乃至于让你登地，乃至于成佛。那我们今天呢，就要介绍一下，从你出发心到成佛，要修哪52个阶位。
So when we give an initial resolve to Bodhi mind, and until achieve a Buddhahood, and there's a lot of things in there we need to practice. That's why we call the limitless approach to Dharma. So how do we do it? And we start with the six paramita and the four practice of winning people over. And while we practicing the accumulating innumerous limitless virtue and merit. So now we're going to talk about from the initial resolve of Bodhi mind and all the way to achieve Buddhahood and the 52 Bodhisattva stages.
那我们先看简单这个图形哈，这个图形呢就是菩萨的52个阶位啊。首先我们先看两点钟的方向，两点钟方向是什么位？对，实性位哈。然后再来呢，实住、实行、实回向，然后呢实地，然后呢成就等觉、妙觉，最后呢。对，成佛就是中央这一尊佛，好，所以这样比较好记哈，所以这样大家就对菩萨的52个阶位就比较有概念哈，所以常常都会听菩萨52阶位哈，那这52阶位到底是什么呢？我们等一下会来每一个大概简单的让大家了解一下哈。
So what are the 52 Bodhisattva stages?We use this diagram to simplify. Start looking at your 2 o'clock in position. That is the 10th phase. And the next is the 10th dwelling. And the next is the 10th conduct. And the next is the 10th transference. And then is 10th ground. And then near perfect enlightenment. And perfect enlightenment. And to the center is Buddha.So what are these 52 stages? We're going to talk about briefly.
好，首先呢，我们来看哈，字很小哈，因为它内容很多，你们大概有概念听一下哈就可以。 我们把它分成了，你从第一年级到第十年级呢，刚开始的这十年级呢，你要修什么？第一项十个阶位就是十信位，这十信位呢，要修的就是你对于佛法的信心要修。有很多人就说，啊，我学佛很久了，可是呢，一个境界来呢，他就改信了天主教，或原本吃素，然后就改吃荤，这样哈，就是因为可能医生跟他说，他必须要怎么样补充营养哈，这个对佛法有没有信心？对，所以这个都是信心没有建立，即使他修了二三十年哈，所以第一个这十信位很重要，他就是在修建立我们对于佛法三宝的信心哈。所以这里面有提到，修行人有时候他会进步一点，然后有时候呢他又会退步一点，进进退退这样子的修呢，因为我们看十个项目这样念过去很快，其实呢有时候呢一项呢你可能要修十节，快的可能你修一节，这也不一定你十节可以修得完，所以这十项呢有可能你从一节修到十节也不一定圆满，所以就是要发起这个精进心才能够修，那这十信位圆满了之后，你才可以再往下一个十住位开始修。那我们先来看十信位，第一个信心，就是你出发菩提心的这个信心呢，你要发起，就像我们五月不是有办这个菩萨戒嘛，所以这个阿舍离不是都会问以发菩提心吗？发菩提心嘛，你们就会说以发菩提心。所以你修任何做任何事，尤其是佛门你要发心修行呢，第一个你要发这个菩提心很重要，还有你发了菩提心呢，就是要有利他的心，那最最重要就是你发了这个菩提心，你一定要有成佛，想要成佛的心，所以呢，常常有时候会有听菩萨讲，我不敢讲成佛，这样有没有颠倒？哈，才有一点哦，是很多点哦。其实，在佛经上里面都提到啊，我们只要发了菩提心啊，你就是走在这个菩提道上。乃至于呢你要修很多劫，乃至于成佛，所以佛悟道在菩提树下不是有讲吗？他说其实众生都可以成佛跟他一样，所以只有佛教敢说信佛也可以学佛然后也可以成佛，其他宗教没有啊。好，这是信心，还有念心，念心就是你呢平常二六十中你都要有这个六个念头，就是你要念佛念法念身念戒念师念天，你就要常常保持这个念头的修持，所以要 成就这个念心呢，你就必须要有这个，所以你要懂得持戒啊布施，还有一定要懂得因果因缘，这很重要。然后第三个精进心，精进心上次我们有提到，精进呢就是通修福修慧的一个桥梁，所以你没有精进心你也没办法修福，那你也没办法修慧，所以这个精进心呢很重要，一定要提起来。定心呢就是你对于一些苦恼的事不好的事呢，你知道呢要放下，要远离，知道好的事去做，不好的事呢你就要放下远离。慧心呢就是你对于任何事呢做任何事呢你都会有用智慧去处理然后去考量，不会很鲁莽。然后再来呢第五个是什么？慧心讲了，然后第六个戒心，你知道这个时候你知道持戒很重要，还有你做任何事呢你都会呢乐于回向， 回向给他人，回向的就是你在修布施了。好，还有护法的心，就是你对于一些染浊的事呢，你自然而然你不会想要亲近靠近，就等于你不会想要去看，不会想要去听。好，我曾经有听到有一个法清的同学，他很好玩，他呢只要去素食店吃素，就去吃饭哈。他第一个呢不是先去点菜哈，他都先去他们的结缘书的那个书架上，然后他做什么？他呢就去搜刮一些邪见的书，就附佛外道的一些书。比如说，然后就放圣严师父的书，就放圣严师父的结缘书上去，然后搜刮一些一些他觉得这种都是邪见书，把它全部就是拿走，就等于他领走这样子齁。他这样是不是在护法？是吗？因为他觉得要让大家看正见的书，然后这些不正见的书呢不要污染大家身心齁。所以他就把它全部拿走，很踊跃的拿走，这是他护法的心。那护法的心呢不止这个，还有很多啊，比如说你来参加啊，听演讲啊，这也是护法。然后你来护持啊，或者是来做义工，这些都是在护法。舍心呢就是对于你自己所喜欢的东西，你可以慢慢的舍掉，布施出去，结缘掉，就是懂得跟别人分享。舍心也不是你一定要把你喜欢的把你一些东西都要拿掉，只是你会懂得跟人家分享。比如说好的东西你会懂得跟人家分享。就像师父小时候不是拿到了一个烂烂的香蕉那这个香蕉是很稀罕的东西在当时，所以他就拿去跟他的同学分享。所以这个师父这么小就懂得要布施要结缘。好，再来呢是愿心，就是时时呢刻刻你都常常能够发起好的善心善愿。好，常常你能够发善愿善心呢，就是也是在累积你自己的善根，好，然后让你的一些恶念头呢不要起，所以要多多发愿。好，看到天气很好，你也可以哇这天气很好，回向一切众生，好，不要有什么灾难，这些你随时都可以起这些善心。好，好。
So, the 52 stages we're going to talk about the first 10 phase stages. It's like you going to school. That's the first grade to the 10th grade. So, first phase. Phase is extremely important. And so a lot of Buddhas per se, and they encounter some situations, and then so they lost faith in Buddhism, and they changed their belief into other religions. So, and also maybe, and they were vegetarian in their whole life. When they encounter some situation, maybe illness, and the doctor said, you cannot be vegetarian, you have to eat meat. So, and they give up their vegetarian disbelief. So, and 20, 30 years, and it just merely by some situation and turn their face. So that's why the first, it's extremely important, is the face. And so, and that's why when we take a Bodhisattva precept, and Achari was asking us, have you already give rise to Bodhi mind? So we loudly and reply, yes, we do. So this why, that's why this faith is really, really important. So we're going to briefly and talk about it. And a lot of time, a lot of time it's really give rise to, when you give rise to Bodhi mind, it's really mainly to benefit others. And then when you give rise to Bodhi mind, you're already on the path of achieving Buddhahood. And some people may not say, oh, you know, you're on the Buddha, you will achieve Buddhahood. Some people maybe say, I don't think so. Maybe I just little. And they don't have enough faith. So once you give rise to Bodhi mind, you're already on the Buddha path. So, And Buddhism is one of the religion, is the only, maybe the only religion, and say you can practice. And so, and also all sentient beings can achieve Buddhahood. So what are these 10 phase stages? The first, the phase, and give rise to initial Bodhi, determined to achieve, regardless of anyone, as long as giving rise to the Bodhi mind, that is to benefit others and want to achieve Buddhahood. Then enter this stage. Once give rise to this Bodhi mind, good spirit and guardian will protect them. So this is the first phase. And mindfulness, constantly practice six kind of mindfulness. Mindfulness of a Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, precept, and almsgiving, and heaven. One knows there is a Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, uphold precept, almsgiving, and retribution of cause and effect, heavenly spirit. The third is diligence. When one hears the practice method and be delight to practice and cultivate. And the fourth is a samadhi, know to keep away from something gonna vex you or something, and it's gonna be something, it's a bad thing. So just keep away from that. Wisdom, think things more thoroughly, should give up the possessive and owning desire toward people and things. And the fifth is wisdom. The sixth is precept. While one begin to uphold precepts, if one breaks the precept and knows to repent and mend. Transference, transfer the merit of a practice to others. So transfer is also a way of giving and make offering to all sentient beings and to others. And the eighth, protecting Dhamma. Guarding the mind against earthly desire and defilement. And there's one interesting story. And this young person is in the young Dhamma group. So every time he go to a vegetarian restaurant, and he doesn't look at, or she doesn't look at the menu at first. And he just go to the table, has all the free books and booklets. And so if he encounters some other passes of books, so he will collect them and then take away and take it home and then replace, and he will put our Sifu's books there. So, and he's using his own way to protect Dhamma. So he wants everybody to have the right view. So, and that's why he put a Sifu's book there. And the ninth, renunciation, be able to give away material things, sever the bad thoughts, and depart from bad things. And renunciation is not only give away, and also you can share Dhamma with other people. And so, and for example, when Sifu, and he was a toddler, he was a little kid, and he has seen a rotten banana, but at that time, it's very precious. So he didn't eat it by himself. So he was sharing with his classmates. So that's a form of a sharing. And the last is a vow. Any time to give rise to wholesome mind, and vow to cultivate and more good deeds. So, and you have all this wholesome mind and the wholesome vow, and they will cultivate wholesome karmic roots, and then transfer all these to all sentient beings.
第二项的十个位呢，阶位呢叫十住位。好，这十住位呢，它又叫做十发趣，又叫十发趣心。好，就是这十个阶位呢，能够让你发起那个愿心。什么愿心？就是可以让你发起去向佛道，还有呢大圣解脱道的心。所以这第二十个这个阶位呢，它可以让我们发起这个去向佛菩提，就是让你导向归向这个佛菩提道的心。好， 所以我们来看一下哈，第十一个年级到二十年级我们要修什么哈？第一个当然就是要信奉三宝，然后呢修学各种法门哈。最主要呢就是要让我们可以增长智慧起信心，然后呢第十二个项目呢就是你已经知道要修正自己的一些不好的习气哈。对这些自己不好的习气你自己知道呢要修正哈。还有时时呢会提醒自己呢要提升品质，就是我们后面这一个对联，提升人的品质，自己知道呢常常要修行，常常要提升自己的心灵的品质。第十四呢你会要很珍惜，因为能够在身逢有佛法的地方，你觉得遇到佛法呢你会非常的珍惜，非常的可贵，所以呢发愿自己呢都可以生生世世身逢中国。身逢中国就是在身在有佛法的地方叫中国，不是那个 China， 是在佛经上的中国是指身在有佛法的地方叫中国。第十五个项目呢，你懂得培养自己的各种的善根，然后常常做利益他人的事，好，然后你懂得呢，常常保持正念，好，然后常常知道自己的情绪是不是稳定的状态，好，知道会观察自己的心念，好，然后呢，你这个时候你已经知道自己的行为，好，要做。讲的跟做的要一样，等于说是身口一致，不是你讲的一套然后做的又一套，所以这时候你已经懂得你心跟口你的行为呢讲的是一致的。然后再来你看到一些不好的境界啊恶事啊逆境啊，你的心呢还是向着佛法的心，不会有起退心的这个念头，那就算是遇到一些不好的境界呢，你还是会发起帮助别人利他的心。然后当然了，你这个时候你会常常发愿，常常发愿呢遇到善知识，这边的导师呢就是常常发愿遇到亲近佛法的这个善知识，因为我们这个娑婆世界的佛已经什么的入灭了嘛，齁，然后等下一尊佛是什么，对，弥勒佛，齁，上个月我们在香港拜忏的这个莲皇宝忏呢就是弥勒法门，齁，所以每一次拜的第一尊佛都是什么，对，就是弥勒佛，齁，好，当然即将要下生娑婆世界是弥勒佛，齁，好，再来呢，你常常能发心呢做佛事，然后利益一切众生，乃至能发生生世世你都要修行的这个愿。好，这是十诸位。
So the next 10th grade from 11th grade to 20th grade, which is the 10 dwelling stages. These 10 dwelling stages are also called 10 directional decisions.And that is, these 10 stages, and let you give a rise to that mind, that particular mind you give vows, and it will practice Bodhi path, and then and toward and Mahayana's path of liberation. So, and what are these 10 dwelling stages? And the first stages of the setting objects,in which one has faith of, in three jewels, broadly learn all Dharma doors, listens to Buddha Dharma to cultivate wisdom, give rise to faith to practice. The 12th, the stage of a clear understanding and mental control, in which one recognizes one's own shortcoming and constantly reflects and correct one's own wrongdoings and amends.The 13th, the stage of unobstructed cultivation, in which one knows the need to practice and constantly reminds self to practice and uplift the mind quality. the 14th, the stage of acquiring the seed of a Tathagata, in which one wish self be able to reborn in the place that practices Dhamma, Buddha Dhamma. So a lot of time, and in Chinese word, it says you wish you been born in China. But that word is precisely is a China, but it doesn't mean you will be reborn in the China. Actually, that meant, and you will be reborn life after life in the place practice the Buddha Dhamma. If one encounter the Buddha Dhamma, one cherish the opportunity. And the 15th, the stage of a perfect expedience. So in which one practice all kind of Dharma door to cultivate all kind of good deeds and do things benefit self and others. The 16, the stages of a whole mind as Buddha, in which one pay attention to one's mind to maintain the right mindfulness and do not give rise to bad thoughts. One pays attention to emotions and then maintain good attitude. The 17, the stages of a non-retrogression, in which one maintain good thoughts and behaviors. One's body and mind in harmony, one's mind and speech in harmony. One constantly say good words and maintain good attitude. The 18, the stages of being Buddha's son, in which when one encounter bad situation and calamity, one maintain non-regression of a Bodhi mind, the mind to practice, and the mind to benefit others. The 19, the stage being the prince of the law, in which one vows to be reborn in the place that practice Buddha Dharma, vow to have an affinity to encounter Buddha, and vow to encounter the teacher of Buddha Dharma. The 20th, and the stages of and give a rise into all Buddha's affair. So Buddha's affair. And give a rise to the mind to broadly deliver sentient being and to give a rise to the mind and can practice Buddha Dharma life after life.
好，那第二十一年级到三十年级呢，我们要修十行位。十行位呢，又称为十长养心。长养就是生长的长，然后养，养分的养。十长养心呢，要长养什么？长养菩提心。所以这十个阶位呢，就是在长养菩萨性的菩提心。我们知道有佛性，然后这边称为是菩萨的圣性的这个菩萨性的菩提心。好，那这十个心呢，要修什么呢？好，要修随喜行，好，就是你懂得随喜，好，人家做善事呢，你懂得随喜他人。饶益行呢，就是常常呢，可以利益他人，然后可以宽恕他人。好，无嗔恨行呢，就是呢，能够常常修忍辱，不容易生气，谦卑恭敬他人。好。然后再来无尽行，就是呢精进的广修各种善法。好，离痴乱行呢，就是你懂得禅修，修定心，远离一些散乱分别妄想。好，善现行呢，就是呢你在佛法中呢，你会把佛法运用到你的做人处事当中，拿到生活中实践去实用。无着行呢，就是呢，你遇到任何事呢，你不会贪着，好的呢不喜欢，坏的呢不讨厌。好，这是谁的至理名言？哦，对，好，这叫无着行，就等于是六祖坛经讲的啊，无所住心。你对于好的、不好的呢，你都不会执着。好，再来是尊重行。哦，就是尊重，哦，懂得学习，哦，比如说亲近善知识啊，尊重他人，哦，不一定是善知识，我们要尊敬尊重每一个人，哦， 善法行呢，就是你把你懂的佛法然后跟别人讲，然后呢这个也是在方便接引人的方法，这个就是在修善法行。真实行呢就是呢刚刚我们有提到你讲的跟做的都一样，所以你讲到呢可以做到，这就是真实行。
So from the 20th grade to the 30th grade, which is the 10 conduct, this conduct has another name called well-nourishing. Well-nourishing, the characteristic of a bodhisattva. So what are these 10 stages? The 21st, rejoice practice. One is able to rejoice in accordance with the conditions. Rejoice in giving and bringing joy to others. Rejoice in the success of others. The 22nd, beneficial practice. One is able to uphold precepts to benefit self and others, is able to forgive one's mistakes. 23rd, no hatred practice. One engaging in practice of forbearance and free from anger, be humble and be respectful to others. One does not harm self and others and be able to endure and tolerate dislike people. 24th, assiduousness practice. One continues earnest practice in order to lead others to engage to enlightenment, regardless whatever the hardship involved. 25th, non-confusion practice. One is able to practice samadhi and not hindered by scatteredness, illusion, and discrimination. The 26th, well-appearance practice. One is always apply and actualize dhammas in daily life. 27, non-attachment practice. One perceive all things and phenomena as non-substantial and free oneself from attachment to themselves. So when you encounter a favorable condition, you're not going to be particularly really liking it. And so when you encounter a bad situation, you're not going to be hating the unfavorable situation. 28th, respect practice. One learns to respect those who have a good karmic roots, wise people, and be respectful to Buddha Dharmas, and be respectful to one's personality and rights, and be polite to others. The 29th, wholesome Dharma practice. One learn to express oneself. One will try one's best to understand the meaning of the sutras, the meaning of others speaking, and able to distinguish the true conveying information and not the uttering words. Learn the method to deliver others. The 30th, actualizing practice. One cultivates to sue the action to the words.
再来呢，第31到40年级呢，就是我们要修十回向位。那这十回向位呢，又叫十金刚行。那什么叫十金刚行？十金刚行就是你所修的，你的身口意三业所修的呢，你都要回向众生。回向众生什么？愿这些众生呢都能够离开众生相。好，离开众生相要做什么？对对对，离众生相就是什么？离开凡夫相，然后就是什么？对嘛，要成佛嘛。所以呢这十个阶位呢，就是你的身口意三业修的呢，就是回向给众生，离开众生相。那我们来大概看一下。 这个时候你会修哦六度四摄，好，然后呢，当然一样的是对于三宝呢，一样的是非常有信心，然后一样的不离回向给众生，然后这时候你对于生死呢，哎，不害怕，好，对于你的国家父母师长众生呢，这个四重恩呢，你都懂得感恩，好，还有呢，你所修的这些善行呢，你都懂得回向。一切有缘的众生，就是不再只是锁定说哦，你的家人朋友，你会广泛的回向你不认识的有缘无缘的哈、哦，你都回向。还有呢，你这时候你会修这个平等心哈、哦，就是呢，对于一切的众生呢啊、你不会去分别哈、哦，你喜欢或不喜欢的哈、哦，好。那懂得呢因缘因果，好，好，然后呢以这个平等无差别的心呢，也是回向一切众生，好，好，所以呢这十个阶位最主要呢，你就是在修，把你一切修的这些善根功德都回向给众生的意思。
So from the 31st grade to 40th grade is the 10 transference.So, in this 10 stages, and it's a transference of salvaging all sentient beings, and yet departing from any form of sentient beings. Why departing from any form of sentient beings? Is to depart from the form of ordinary people and to the form of a Buddhahood to achieve Buddhahood. So, these 10 of them is, once you practice,the six parameters, and then the four practice of winning people over. And, and treat each family member and or enemy with equanimity. And 32nd, and one should maintain indestructible faith in the three jewels of a Buddha, of a Buddhism, and then transfer merit to all sentient beings. And 33rd,One is not abide to the birth and death, and not afraid of the birth and death, in which one practice in successive lifetime under all Buddhas of the three existence. In this stage, one increase all kind of good roots and transfer their benefit to all sentient, all beings impartially. 34th, one makes offerings to the three jewels.Be grateful to the country, parents, teachers, sentient beings, and those who benefit once. 35. One transfer merit of a practice and wholesome deeds to all sentient beings. So the all sentient beings, so it's not limited to family, friends, and somebody you know, is to all sentient beings. 36.One treats the sentient beings with equanimity, without discrimination, regardless poverty, destitution, wealth, rank, superior and inferior. 37. One accord with the cause and condition to transfer and to benefit all encounter sentient beings. 38. One is with equanimity, without discrimination, to transfer all wholesome karmic roots to all sentient beings.39. One is free from attachment, constraint of all dhammas. One perceive all phenomena from the standpoint of both difference and equality and free oneself from all attachments. Thereafter, leading one to emancipation. One is practice of bodhisattva,Samantabhadra's conduct and cultivate all virtue. The 40th, one transfer merit to luminous Dharma realms, cultivates inexhaustible wholesome karma and transfer merit and vow to beseech the Dharma realm different luminous virtue.
好，这十回向完成之后呢，就会进入十地。好，那十地呢，大概来说就是你前六地呢都已经成就了六波罗蜜，然后再来第七地呢， 你度众生的这个信念毅力呢就已经不退了。到了第八地呢，大家常常讲的这个很熟的不动地，这个时候呢你不会有一些丝毫的无明，并且呢你已经在他方世界可以广结一些众生缘了。到你成就的九地的时候呢，等于你已经有一个法身的状态，然后都活在阿赖耶识的这个本体当中。那第十地呢叫法云地，成就了之后呢你会再到更他方的世界呢去结很多众生的缘，并且呢可以准备建立你自己的佛国世界。
So from the 40th grade, 41st grade to 50th grade. So this is the stage of a 10 ground. So at this stage, already achieve six parameter. So 41st stage of a joyous ground, one achieve dana, which is a generosity parameter, benefit others without regression. 42nd stage of a freedom from defilement ground.And one achieve sila, which is precept parameter, the stage of initial fruition without regression. The 43rd, stage of emission of a light ground. One achieve kasanti, which is a forbearance parameter. Self-pride is already eliminated. 44th, glowing, the stage of a glowing wisdom ground. And one achieve virya, diligence parameter.This non-regression diligence. One can be reborn by vows. 45th, the stage of overcoming final illusion ground. One achieve dhyana, abstract contemplation parameter. One can enter dhyana. 46th, stage of the sign of a supreme wisdom ground. One achieve prajna, wisdom parameter. One can accord with condition.To live in human realm, and one has boundless and luminous wisdom. 47, the stage of a progression ground. One rises above the path and of the two vehicles. The determination to deliver sentient being is without regression. The 48th, the stage in immobility ground.One dwell firmly in the truth of the middle way and cannot be perturbed by anything. One does not give rise to even subtle ignorance. Broadly build good affinity to sentient beings in all realms. The 49, the stage of all penetrating wisdom ground. One preach the Dharma freely without restriction.Once is in the state of Dhammakaya, which is Dhamma body, living in the essence of Alaya. The fiftieth, the stage of a Dhamma cloud ground. One benefit all sentient beings with the Dhamma. Just as a cloud sends down rain impartially upon all beings, one returns to the place with sentient beings to buildmore affinity to build Buddha land.
好，那你圆满十地之后呢，就等于圆满了道种智。我们知道有三字嘛，一切智、道种智，然后呢一切种智。那道种智圆满了呢，就是你已经圆满了菩萨的智慧，然后接着呢这个等觉位要修什么，就是要修一切种智，一切种智呢是佛修的智慧，所以呢这个等觉呢就是我们常常听到这个弥勒菩萨他就是等觉位那么他已经在他方世界成佛，然后建立了一个叫兜率内院的净土，同时他也会下生人间呢来度化众生，这是等觉位比较常举的例子就是弥勒菩萨。好，然后妙觉位呢就是像观音菩萨，他也是一样呢在 过去早就成佛了，只是呢他在这个世界呢现法身的状态来度化众生。好，另外我们常常听到的也有地藏菩萨啊、文殊菩萨，还有谁，普贤菩萨，好，就是他们的法身佛呢都活在大家的心中。
So, when we, perfect, the 10 ground, and that means already, perfect and the Bodhisattva's, wisdom. So, and, the next is, near perfect enlightenment. And this is the stage of a near perfect enlightenment. Correct, equal, or universal enlightenment that is equal to all sentient beings. And there's an example, Bodhisattva Maitreya. Bodhisattva Maitreya had already achieved Buddhahood in other worlds and built his pure land named Tushita Heaven. So he is delivering sentient beings in the human realm at the same time to prepare them to achieve Buddhahood in the present Vajra Kalpa. So, and the next, is perfect enlightenment. The stage of a perfect enlightenment, which is Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi. Dhammakaya Buddha. So there's no material body, but live in the mind of sentient beings. You use the Buddha, Dhammakaya to deliver and transform sentient beings. The Alaya consciousness is wondrous and inconceivable, and that cannot be described by words. And therefore, it is called wondrous enlightenment or perfect enlightenment, and can use mind to communicate with sentient beings. So, Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara is one example. And he has already achieved Buddhahood in other world. And his name is called Proper Dharma Illumined Tathagata. He appears in this world with Dhammakaya to deliver sentient beings. Another three Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva Siddhagaba, Bodhisattva Samantabhadra, and Bodhisattva Manjusri are the same. The Dhammakaya body lives in our mind as long as we are mindful of the Buddha's name, and they will appear in our mind.
所以当你妙觉位修圆满之后呢，等因缘成熟下生人间呢、哦、然后呢示现出家修道的这个状态，然后成佛、哦、所以呢佛呢都不是从天成佛，佛都是在人间娑婆世界修行成佛的、哦、所以呢要成佛一定要示现人的样子，然后在娑婆世界修行出家，然后成佛。
So, when the perfect enlightenment stage is perfected, and then it become Buddha, and so, and when the right course and condition, and it's be reborn in the human realm, and then manifest the appearance of monastic, and then practice. So therefore, to achieve Buddhahood is not in the heavenly realm, it's in the human realm, and manifestation of achieve of a human body, and then achieve Buddhahood.
Okay. 好，所以呢，大慧中高禅师呢，第一个样子就告诉我们，道由心悟，不在言传。好，那以禅宗来说呢，如何悟道？
So that's why Master Da Hui Zonggao, and so he say the way is awakened through the mind. It does not exist in word. So how to be enlightened to the Tao?
首先呢，对于内外在你所追求的名利、地位、学位、这些金钱等等的，还有你所讨厌的，我不喜欢的人，我不喜欢的人事物种种，还有你所逃避的，不想面对的事情，还有你觉得骄傲的，你的房子住得比别人大，或者是你的房子 都藏在很里面，不是住在路边。好，好，我到旧金山都听人家说，在路边的房子比较便宜，然后呢，在比较隐秘的地方比较贵。好，这是可能觉得骄傲的事情。好，或者是你的小孩很优秀，好，或者是你赚的钱很多，这些让你值得骄傲的。好，或者是一些让你觉得自卑的，好，就是让你觉得很没有信心的这些事呢？这些通通都是谁啊？师父在问，都是谁？自己。对，这些通通呢都是自我。好，那我怎么办？好，这边。
Toward the external and internal environment, and you are.You are seeking for money and fame and, so more profit and then something you disagree about and something you like and something you don't like, something you absolutely hate and something invading, something you cannot face, something you try to run away from and arrogant.You live in a huge house, huge mansion, or you live in a nice private secluded area. And so, your house is not, on the roadside and your house value is, very high. And, or your kids and go, and their achievement is something you'll be proud of and you're arrogant about it, or something and you're inferior about it. And something you lack confidence about it. So all these are what our Shifu Master Sen Yan said. That is yourself.
那这些自我呢，只是简单的举例，其实代表自我的有非常多的东西。好，那这些自我呢，师父说，如果想要悟到，你一定要去除这个自我中心。大家觉得要怎么办去除自我中心？用话头，就是呢，不断的这个参一句你自己的这个话头呢，来去除我们无始劫来的这个自我中心。
So this is only few simple example about self. Actually, self is innumerable. It's too many.How to sever the self-centeredness. So self-centeredness is a hindrance. So how do we sever the self-centeredness? And so we need to use 话头 continuously, ceaselessly to investigate 话头。
好，是不是说呢？我们只要老老实实的用一句话头呢，它能够把我们这些对内对外的自我执着的东西呢？全部粉碎跟化解，大家相信吗？
师父 said, and you just earnestly, wholeheartedly, and use this 话头 can shatter and dissolve all internal and external self attachments.
好，所以呢，师父勉励我们呢，要用话头。好。接着我们进入第二个样子呢，自家宝藏和假外求。
So that's why 师父 encourage us to use 话头。So now we're going to talk about the second standard. Why seek your own treasure from without?
在呢大会中高禅师语录呢有这样子的一段话哈。就是过去呢，有一位住在大珠山的慧海禅师呢，他第一次到马祖道一的道场呢去参学哈，然后马祖道一看到他就问说：“哎，你来做什么啊？你是从哪里来的？”然后这个大慧禅师就跟他回：“我是越州大云寺来的，就等于是在现在的浙江绍兴这个地方。”然后呢，这个马祖道一就问他说：“那你来这里要做什么？”然后大珠禅师就回他：“我来求佛法。”马祖道一就跟他说：“你自己家里有宝藏，不顾，然后呢， 抛家散走，就是抛着自己家里的宝藏不顾，然后出来乱乱走做什么？我这里呢什么都没有，要求什么佛法？好，然后这个时候大珠禅师呢就有一点急吼，就赶紧呢起来顶礼这个马祖道一禅师，就赶快问这个马祖禅师说，那请问哪个是慧海的自家宝藏？慧海就是这个大珠慧海禅师。好，然后这个马祖道一禅师就跟他说，你问我的这个就是你的宝藏，就是你现在问我的这个就是你自家的宝藏，所以呢一切具足都没有缺，那你何必呢要来这里跟我求？所以当下这个大珠禅师呢就了解到道由心悟，不假外求，他就当下悟了，就是说哦，原来自己的宝藏在自己家里，不要跟别人家拿，所以他当下呢就知道了。所以往后呢有人问这个，只要是有人去跟这个大珠禅师参学呢，问他呢，他就会跟人家说呢，去跟他请法，他就跟人家说，打开你自己的宝藏，然后把你的这个财产呢运出来，就像这个什么珍珠呢在这个盘子上滚来滚去，就是很没有障碍，然后很通行无阻的意思。
So, the third standard, and this is a story. In the past, there was a Zen master, 大珠慧海, and he lived in 大珠 Mountain. When he visited 马祖 the first time, 马祖 asked him, "Where are you coming from?" So, 大珠 replied, "I came from 大云 Temple in 越州." So, this place is, In Zhejiang province in the Shaoxing city. So then, Ma Zu asked, "What are you here for?" So, Da Zu said, "I seek the Dharma." Ma Zu said, "Why would you want to give up the treasure of your own house and throw it away? I don't have a single thing here, let alone Buddha Dharma." So, and then, Da Zhu immediately get up and bow and said to, and ask, "What is Hui Hai's own treasure at home?" Hui Hai here is, Da Zhu. So, Ma Zhu said, "He who is asking me this now, already replete, lacking nothing, use it freely. Why seek from without?" So when he heard these words, Da Zhu realized his original mind without following awareness and perception. Since then, when anyone saw Dharma from Da Zhu, he answered, "Open your own treasure and bring out your own fortune, just like pearls that roll smoothly on a plate without any obstructions at all."
之后呢，再有出家众呢去问这个大珠禅师，他问什么呢？他说问大珠禅师说，哎，般若大吗？然后这个大珠禅师就回，哎，般若很大。那有多大？无边无际，无边无际很大吗？就是没有边际。然后又再问，般若小吗？然后他回答说，般若很小。那有多小？小到你看不见。这是来踢馆的吗？又问大要问小。好，然后又再问，那般若在哪里啊？然后大珠就回说，哪里不是啊。所以等于般若到处都有。所以呢，这个是大慧中高禅师呢在跟他弟子开示的时候有提到这样子的语录公案齁。所以呢他就是举这个故事来告诉他的弟子齁，你们看看齁，你看哦，如果今天一个人悟得自家宝藏了齁， 他是不是呢能够把他自己所这个体验到的佛法呢传授给人。好，所以呢这个妙喜禅师，妙喜就是大慧中高，他住在一个妙喜庵的这个地方，所以妙喜呢又是大慧中高的另外一个别号。好，所以呢大慧中高常常说呢想要传授这个禅法给人的人呢如果真正有见到的人呢，就是等于有开悟的人呢他所讲的这个佛法呢就好像一口钟呢在虚空当中又好像呢在一个山谷里面呢，你如果扣的这一口钟呢大家看一下这图形在山谷里面的一口钟如果没有去撞它，它会不会发出声音？对，那撞了它才会发出声音。那你撞大声，它是不是回你大声？那你撞小声呢，它就回什么？小声。就像好像我们在山谷里面，你喊大声呢，它就会回应你很大声。那你在山谷里面呢，叫小小声，它就回应你小小声的。所以这就是智慧的功能。智慧的功能呢，它就是你需要它呈现什么样子呢，它就会呈现什么样子。
So, 大慧中高using this example to teach his disciple. And he said, once someone asks 大慧, is Prajna big? Prajna is big. How big? It is boundless. Is Prajna small? Prajna is small. How small? It is so small that cannot even be seen. Where is it? Where is not? So, after this person realized his own treasure, is there any real Dharma that he can teach people? I, Miaoxi, that is Da Hui. Da Hui and was living in Miaoxi Monastery. So, and people use Miaoxi is also for his another name. So, I, Miaoxi, has always said this about studying the way. One who has genuinely realized the way is like a bell toll sounding in the space, or like echo in the valley. The harder you knock on the bell, the louder it sounds. The gentler you knock on it, the subtler the sound. It's like a wisdom.
好，所以呢，大慧中高呢又继续讲了，在他的语录里面，他说，近代佛法可伤，就是当时他那个年代呢，学佛的人呢很可怜哦，为什么？因为那个时候教人家禅修的很多的老师呢，他们都会故弄虚玄，就是会弄一些很奇特、奇怪、故弄玄虚弄玄弄妙的一些方法，然后呢，在私底下呢互相口耳相传、互相模仿学习，然后呢，越奇怪的、越玄妙的呢，让人家越看不懂、听不懂的呢，就以为呢越好，好，然后以为呢让人家误以为呢这个就是真正禅修的禅宗的宗旨。其实像这样子的老师呢，他们的心呢是中毒的。那中毒到毒很深是没办法治疗的。所以在当时呢有这个善知识有提到。就是说像这样子等流之辈，就是像这样子的老师呢是在毁谤般若。那毁谤般若的罪很大。有多大。你们看，千佛出世不通忏悔，我们这一生我们都没遇到释迦牟尼佛，对不对？也没看到。然后你看即使呢有一千尊佛呢在娑婆世界成佛，然后你到每一尊佛前呢去求忏悔，这样子都没办法让你消除你谤般若的这个罪。 所以这个棒波尔的罪呢非常的重。所以呢以上的这段文呢就是呢大慧中高禅师方便的引导当时的修学禅修的人呢的第二个样子。好，所以呢劝这个妙明居士呢要决定就近齁，就是要这个样子依第二个样子呢去参究。
So 大慧中高 and continue his teaching. These days, the Buddha Dharma that being taught is pitiful. Charlatan attracts students with the unusual and the mysterious. These so-called teachers hold on to things in their heart and give out words of the ancients like following old recipes. Passing words from mouth to ear, taking these as the Chan principle. This fellow has allowed poison in their hearts. They are incurable. The ancients have said that these who slander the prajna would not be repent even if 1,000 Buddhas were to appear in the world. This is the second standard of the Chan vehicle for devising expedient means to teach practitioners.
好，所以师父在书里面有提到哈，有很多人，甚至呢，几乎每一个人都怎么样？请问大家对话头产生亲切感、迫切感吗？哦、没有回答哈。大家有对话头有需求感吗？大家有没有觉得话头跟你自己有关系？有的人有，有的人可能他不是修话头的，所以没有回答。所以几乎一个现象，这是师父在禅堂里面观察的。他说其实呢，几乎很多人他不容易对话头有迫切感、需要感，甚至觉得话头对自己没有关系。为什么？我们举一个例子，在禅宗里面呢，它有很多的例子。好，大家看到这个图案是什么？狗咬一个什么？好，你们觉得狗喜欢骨头吗？喜欢嘛，因为你看那些宠物店不是都有做假的狗骨头让狗去咬，所以可见狗是喜欢骨头的。那如果狗咬这个什么？这是什么？对，棉花啊、哦。你觉得狗咬棉花它会喜欢吗？可能刚开始会喜欢，为什么？因为它觉得很有趣嘛哈、哦。然后没吃过可能很新鲜，然后就咬咬咬。然后咬到最后它觉得诶怎么好像都没有味道。然后咬着咬着它就什么？吐掉，就是觉得没意思齁。所以呢师父刚讲的那一段话是指在禅堂里面呢有人用话头的时候呢刚开始在念的时候呢你可能有兴趣想知道。然后念着念着呢就昏沉了齁。然后不知道念去哪里了齁。所以念着念着呢你觉得无聊，因为这一句话它让你产生没有任何意义的一个作用，然后你没有办法想象什么是无，或什么是我的本来面目，你怎么样想你都想不到，而且你想出来的一大堆答案呢，都是妄念，对，不是很有智慧。他说都不对，嘿，没错，如果是对的，那就有问题，嘿，所以呢。一句好的话头呢就是让你没办法有任何思考的这个空间呢，这就是一句好的话头。好。
So, 师父have been observed in the people practice 话头 in the Chan Hall. So, he say, for almost all people everywhere, it is difficult to cherish 话头 practice and develop a sense of urgency. It is even harder to see the necessity. And it seems that 话头 has nothing to do with your life. And for we saw before, and dog was chewing on a meaty bone. It's very tasty. Dog likes it. So that's why you see in a pet store, and usually we give a rawhide or some bones to dog to chew. And how about give a cotton ball to dogs to chew? You think a dog will like it? Maybe in the beginning he feel curious and start chewing and chewing. It's really tasteless, and then he will spit out. So, 话头 is really using a meaningless phrase with no room for imagination and forced to a dead end, and even the dead end will disappear at last. So, maybe when people start practicing 话头, this first stage, reciting the 话头, and maybe you have some interest, and maybe you want to know, but after a while, you keep reciting this meaningless phrase, and it gets boring. And then after a while, you become drowsy. And sometimes you might try to give an answer, but those are all wandering thoughts. So, and this 话头, and it's not that difficult, and it's difficult to practice 话头, and especially recite on this so meaningless phrase.
所以呢，一句好的话头呢，它没有任何的意义，所以呢，没有办法让你有任何想象的空间。因为没有想象的空间呢，你一直精进用话头的结果呢，它会把一些妄念杂想呢逼到了死角哈，最后连那个死角都不见了，不见了之后会产生什么？对，就开悟了哈。
So it one good phrase of a 话头 is really a one meaningless phrase.So, and keep practice and using that phrase diligently and with no room for imagination and forcing all the wandering thoughts into dead end. And then even on the end, the dead end disappear at last. So, and that is seeing the nature enlightenment.
所以大慧众高呢在语录里面呢告诉我们呢自己家里就有一个宝藏的嘛齁。大家有看到这个图吗？宝藏齁。大家有看到一把钥匙吧？好。这把钥匙呢就是你用的话头。话头就是这把钥匙齁。那你要不断的绕着这个宝藏。绕了这个宝藏就是表示你一直在用这个话头齁。然后用话头的时候呢你就是在找这个开这个宝藏的钥匙的孔，你就是用这个话头的这把钥匙呢，你去找这个宝藏的孔，要把它打开。打开之后呢，你就见性开悟了。所以呢，大慧中高鼓励我们呢，自己家里的宝藏呢，不要去跟别人家要，所以要往内求，就是问话头呢，就是往内问。
So you see this diagram, your own treasure is in this treasure chest. And this key, the key is 话头. So you are using 话头, and in literally you using 话头 around this treasure chest and trying to find the keyhole. And so when the key going to the keyhole, and then and you seeing the nature, and then you seeing the inside, so you enlighten. So you need to constantly...and use 话头 and to find your own treasure. You don't need to seek outwardly. Your treasure is within you.
好，以上是第二个样子。接着我们进入第三个样子，常存生死心。
So, and above what we said, it was the second standard. So we're going to talk next is the third standard.Always keep birth and death in mind.
接着我们再来看语录怎么说。 大会中高说，既办此心，就是既然呢要练这一颗心呢，你就要理会这一颗心，要用心的修这一颗心哦。那怎么修练这一颗心呢？第一个，你一定要立定志向，下定决心，我呢就是要用这一个方法用到底，一直到开悟。然后处境逢缘，就是你面对任何的顺境逆境呢，顺缘逆缘呢，你都能八风吹不动哦，坐得定，把得了主，然后呢不受种种邪说的影响。
大会要start his teaching in about the third standard. Since we want to train the mind, then we must pay attention to the mind. That is the original face, the true mind. First, we must have a conviction and determination. Regardless of encountering favorable or unfavorable condition, we settle our mind and are our own master. We will not be affected by myriads of erroneous and heretical ideas and principles.
好，那怎么样做得了主？在禅中有一个公案。
How to be your own master? In a Chan, there is a koan or public case.
这公案呢，发生在呢这个雪岩祖清禅师呢，他对他的弟子呢，有一天呢，跟他的弟子问了哈，就是高峰圆妙禅师哈，他就问他哈，他说呢，你白天呢？做得了主吗？好，然后这个妙缘禅师呢，这个弟子就回
，Sure，
他说当然，我白天可以做得了主。好，那白天可以做得了主的意思呢？它的意涵是表示什么？吼，就是你白天可以做得了主，等于说你面对了顺逆境，还有一些嗔饥苦乐啊，力衰毁誉，等于是你八风都吹不动，都不会受影响。这个就是叫白天你可以做得了主。
So, this public case is from Chan Master 雪原祖清 as his 弟子 Chan Master 高峰圆妙。Can you be your own master when you awake? When you during the daytime when you awake?So, 高峰圆妙 and answer affirmatively, of course I can. So, what it means to be your own master? And that is not affected by different emotions and not turned by favorable and unfavorable conditions and not giving rise to greed, hatred, and ignorance when encounter any situation.
好，接着呢，他又再问第二个问题。他白天可以做得了主，然后再问，那你睡觉的时候你可以做得了主吗？
So,
他还是回答可以，睡觉他可以做得了主，那这样是表示他修行一定到了某一个程度了。那睡觉可以做得了主是表示什么？就是他在睡梦当中呢，他清清楚楚，没有任何的念头杂念，他都很清楚。这是表示呢，他在睡觉的时候呢，休息的时候，他可以做得了主。
And so, the master 雪原 was asking, Gaofeng, "Oh, you cannot be your own master when you're awake. How about while sleeping? And can you be your own master?" So, and the disciple, Miao Yuan, without thinking much, well, of course, I can be my own master. So, and what does that mean to be your own master while sleeping? That is maintain the right views and clear mind without defilement while sleeping.
好，接着呢，他的师父又在问第三个问题， 哇，白天可以做得了主，哦，不简单。睡觉的时候又可以做得了主，哇，了不起。再来，他师父问第三个问题。那你睡觉的时候呢，没有梦啊，没有妄想啊，然后啊，没有见闻觉知啊，好，这个东西在哪里？当下呢，这个圆妙禅师呢，回答不出来。好
So the master 雪原 was asking Gao Feng the first two questions. You can become your own master while you're awake and while you're sleeping. So your practice is probably good. And so he's asking his third question. So while you were sleeping, without any dream, without any thoughts, without seeing anything, without hearing anything, and where is your master reside? And then all of a sudden, Gao Feng Miao Yuan, and suddenly he became speechless.
所以他当下认住的齁，没办法回答他的师父齁，因为他找不到说这个睡梦之间呢，没有念头妄想这个东西到底在哪里齁。所以他的师父就告诉他说，你从今天开始呢，你什么事都不用做齁，你就呢，饿的时候你就去吃饭。然后你呢，累的时候你就去睡觉，然后醒来的时候呢，你就问你这第一个醒来的这个主人翁哦在哪里？好，那他就这样子哈，从那一天开始就精进，发愤图强哈，锲而不舍的，他就这样子参就了这个话头呢，参就了五年多哈。那有一天呢，他正准备要在疗房休息睡觉的时候呢，刚好他同寝室的一个法师呢，就不小心呢，把他的这个枕头呢掉到地上，啪一声哈，然后这个又是啪一声的哈，这圆妙禅师就哇开悟哈，所以他回去掉枕头，哦，那时候唐朝的枕头应该是什么木头或竹子做的哈，不是像我们现在的棉花哈，所以可能大家换一下枕头。他一生，然后他就同底脱落开悟了哈。那他开悟呢，不是说信手拈来，他是很精进的哦，就是参就了这么多年，而且他本身已经有很好的基础，所以呢，这个因缘具足的时候，他就开悟了。
So, Master Gao Feng, and he, suddenly becomes speechless. He cannot say anything. So his, master, Xue Yuan, then told him, oh, from today on, I don't want you to study any Buddha and Dharma. I don't want you to learn anything. So you just, when you're hungry, you eat. And when you're tired, you sleep. After you wake up and you be energetic, and then you ask yourself,Where is my own master reside? So, and Gao Feng Miao Yuan and listen to his teacher's guidance. And from that point on, he diligently investigate Hua Tou and continuous for 5 years. And one day, and Gao Feng is about to go to sleep. He still diligently investigates this Hua Tou.And his roommate, and by accident, dropped the pillow on the floor. Pop, that loud sound. And back then in Tang Dynasty, and the pillow is not making by our contemporary pillow. It probably made out of wood or bamboo. So the clashing sound is loud. So, and that clashing sound and that sound and make Gao Feng Miao Yuan shatter his doubt.So suddenly he gains enlightenment. And gaining enlightenment is not accidental things because he's been practicing diligently for a long time. And with the right course and condition mature and the enlightenment happened. So at that point, he realized where is his own master reside?
所以呢，大慧禅师问我们吼，我们可以做得了主吗？好，我们可以练习吼，看一下我们要怎么练习做主吼。首先第一个呢，你一定要练习呢，你不随喜怒哀乐顺逆境等境界种种转，容不容易？不容易，但是我们可以慢慢练习嘛吼。第二个呢，你面对任何的顺逆境呢，你都不起贪嗔痴三毒，好，顺的也要不起哦，逆的呢也要不起哦，好，然后再来呢，很重要的一点就是睡梦中能保持正念，好，清明没有杂染，好，这要怎么做？白天的时候就要练习，白天就要常常在善念上，常常起不好念头，不要常常起这些不好念头，所以我们要用白天就要常常用一个正念呢来取代所有妄念，比如说你念圣号念佛号，这个时候还有呢，你用话头或者是你用你的方法，任何方法。
So 大慧宗稿 asks us, Can you be your own master?So definitely it's not easy, but there's a method to practice. So, and not affect by different emotions and not turn by favorable or and unfavorable conditions. Not giving rise to greed, hatred, and ignorance while encounter any situation. Any situation means a favorable situation and unfavorable situation.Maintain the right view and clear mind without defilement while sleeping. So this is definitely not that easy, but we can practice. We can start practicing during the day, during our awaking hour. So every thought is the wholesome thought, is the right mindfulness. Use that to substitute, the wandering thoughts. We can use 话头 or use your own method, recite Buddha's name.Keep every single thought on the wholesome thought.
所以主人公呢，人人本具，我们人人本具这个佛性，然后他不在别的地方呢，当下就是，所以我们要练习呢，每一个当下，安住在每一个当下，认认真真，实实在在，体验你的生活，然后呢，这样子呢，你就能够显露你自己的主人公，就等于能够显露你自己的佛性。
So what is the your own master? Is the Buddha nature every man has by origin? And it's not, they are not in any other places. They are right at the present moment. And so as long as we practice earnestly, conscientiously, and to experience life and practical and realistic, and that is the revealing of your own master.
好，那我们今天呢就讲到这边。那请问大家有没有什么问题？
So we're gonna end our talk today and now. So do you have any question?
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you.